The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, and now in its 31st year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Americans, favorite thing about fall. 51% of you like watching the leaves change color. 45% cooler weather. 44% drinking hot cocoa. And 40% of you like the fall because that means getting ready for the holidays. Welcome to another fall edition of Dr. Health Radio. I am your happy, humble health stylist host, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy, and we appreciate you making us a part of your weekend, which we always hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Well, you certainly don't want your good health to take a holiday, that's for sure, because you need to be healthy to enjoy the holidays as well as every day of your life. And one way to do that, to be healthier, is to pay attention to your nutrition. And today on the program, we are going to be talking about why you should incorporate more raw foods in your diet. We're not talking about, you know, going on some radical raw food diet, but just eat more raw foods. And so many of our foods are just so overcooked, overprocessed, and, you know, there's a few exceptions, a few vegetables that are more nutritious cooked rather than raw. But for the most part, most people, you know, you look at these cooking shows and everything is automatically put in the pan to cook if it's cookable. And so, of course, that's their business. So, of course, that's going to be the case. And, of course, also cooking adds to flavor, you know, the caramelizing, the roasting, the broasting, toasting, and all the other ways that food is treated with heat. But it's not necessarily a treat nutrition-wise, when it comes to your health, because that could destroy some of the vitamins and make the minerals unavailable, things like that, and also denature protein, because we know that excess heat does denature protein. So we'll talk about that and how enzymes play into human nutrition and why you need to eat certain foods that are processed below or cooked below a certain temperature to get the maximum nutrition and benefits and goodness out of those particular foods. Steve Fraley is my guest. He'll be with us in just a few short minutes. He is an organic farmer talking about how to eat more raw foods for healing purposes and also medicinal purposes as well. So that's coming up in just a few short minutes. Hey, if there's one aspect of health that I've always put an emphasis on over the last 32 years I've been hosting this show, it is hygiene. Maintaining proper hygiene is essential to enjoying good health. In fact, in many respects, the plumbers of the world, and many people credit plumbers as much as doctors, and I'm one of them over the last several decades, they are as much our lifesavers as doctors are in some cases, because even today, you know, if you look at beyond our borders, I mean, we only have 5% of the planet's population, right, here in the United States. But did you know there are still more than 2 billion people in the world that have no access to clean water and proper sanitation? Well, what I'm getting at, here's what I'm getting at. Today, November 19th, is World Toilet Day. That's right, an official United Nations International Observance Day since 2013. Now, you may be laughing. I know it's, you know, National or World Toilet Day. But think about how panicked you get when your toilet doesn't work, right? You take it for granted unless something goes wrong, and then all health breaks loose. But toilets, along with, of course, sinks and tubs and showers and fresh water sources, they're all primary keys to hygiene and health. So while your kitchen is the heart of the home, you could say the bathroom is the soul. And I just want to make sure that you're all grateful for your porcelain throne today, because on this World Toilet Day, it's a good day to thank your lucky stars that you have a toilet to use. You know, coronavirus put personal hygiene and sanitation front and center, and with all the disinfectants and sanitizing gels and sprays and easy to clean surfaces out there and all kinds of personal hygiene aids, it's so important to our health and well-being, COVID virus or not, to maintain proper hygiene and health. And of course, water is a universal solvent, and toilets are play into that, because without flush toilets, you know, Thomas Crapper invented the toilet. That's where the name CRAP comes from. All right, I'll get off my soapbox or throne, as the case may be, and move on with, more news. Here's, since this is November, American Diabetes Month, another way to fight diabetes may be to limit your food intake to a 10-hour window, say between, if you eat breakfast, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., to 6 or 7 a.m., or p.m., rather. That will give you better blood sugar control throughout the day than those who did not fast. You know, if you just concentrate your eating habits within a shorter window of time during your waking hours, it's going to make for better blood sugar control, because that smaller eating window gives your body time to burn that excess sugar. And of course, exercise does that too, but it helps to prevent the spike in insulin levels. All right, ever heard of medical road rage? Well, some doctors and nurses are screaming and kicking and even throwing objects at coworkers that they consider too slow or inefficient. Excuse me, and they're endangering patients, according to Vanderbilt University Medical Center. They now estimate about 6% of doctors and nurses are consistent offenders. So road rage, so-called medical road rage with doctors and nurses. Is this any surprise? Eating out makes kids fat. You know, many restaurants, you've seen the kids' menus, right? The kids' meals. They have more calories than the National Institute of Medicine recommends, according to this report. And some have more than twice the calories, twice the guideline of as far as the number of calories that kids' meals should have for kids ages 4 to 8. But if your kid rarely eats at a restaurant, that's fine. But, you know, the fact is that something like 1/3 of children's caloric intake comes from restaurants. Plus, you know, think about it. The kid might order a kid's meal that your child does, but when it comes to dessert, hey, all health breaks loose at the restaurant. You know, I'll have that piece of cheesecake and, oh, a brownie and a la mode. Yeah, put a scoop of ice cream on it, you know, and there goes the diet out the window. Or the dessert sometimes could have more calories than the dinner. All right. Okay, here's just a review. I want you to be aware or remain aware if you ever have to take antibiotics. Remain aware of this. They are often necessary, of course, to combat illness, but the medications can also cause a change in gut bacteria that actually triggers resistance to the medication. New research from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that eating fiber can prevent the side effect. Okay, I only got 1 minute. I'm going to get the hook soon, so let me speed up the process here. Let's see. Let's go to matters of sexual health real quick. Now, this is not sexy. Modern men are going from virility to sterility, and that's long before they ever get to reach senility. Now, this new report this week out in the Journal of Reproduction or Human Reproduction Update, study found that sperm counts fell by more than 51% between 1973 and 2018, which we already knew. But the more surprising fact is that the decline rate appears to be speeding up. Not a good thing. And one major factor, they say, could be endocrine disrupting chemicals, those found in everyday items, everything from personal care items to food packaging. Okay, back after this with more information for your good health. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Sorry, yogurt. Although you're high in calcium and protein, in the real world of potent probiotics, let's just say you're not that potent. While many consume you thinking they're getting enough probiotic bacteria for good gut health, the fact is, you yogurts can't compete with a medical strength probiotic like Theralac. Plus, you yogurts, most of you, have so much sugar and other ingredients that it defeats the purpose of eating you in the first place. So while we'll always be fond of you and other fermented foods, we want to make sure our listeners also take a potent probiotic like Theralac. That's because just one capsule of Theralac is equal to more than 200 cartons of yogurt in the beneficial bacteria that it delivers to the gut. And if your doctor advises you to just eat some yogurt after a course of antibiotics, without a strong probiotic like Theralac, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish your healthy gut flora. Look for Theralac in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store or go to Theralac.com.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. Yes, we are going to the Green Acres of the island, or on the island of Kauai, the Garden Island of Hawaii. And we're going to be talking to organic farmer Steve Fraley. And we're going to be talking about the importance of raw foods. Okay, that's enough. I'm confused with the dialogue of the Green Acres theme. For those of you old enough to remember Green Acres on TV, that was, I forget how many years it was on, quite a few years. And in fact, the star of the show, well, the co-star, it was Eddie Albert and Ava Gabor. And I had the opportunity to meet Eddie Albert sometime, when he was way back when. Anyway, and I think he lived till he was 89, really statuesque guy. I mean, a super nice guy, very environmentally conscious, and he could have been an organic farmer. He was a movie star instead of a farmer. But anyway, we have Steve Fraley. Having said all that, we're going to be talking about raw foods and why they are healing foods and why you need to implement more raw foods into your diet. The importance of eating more raw foods from Farmer Fraley at the Fraley Friendly Family Farms on Kauai. Good morning, Steve. How the health are you?
I'm very good. It's early morning here. I'm ready.
All right. Okay. We're 5,000 miles away in Florida, in Tampa, Florida, here at our mother station, AM 860, The Answer here in Tampa. And of course, I'm a former Hawaii resident, and I've been on your farm tour. And in fact, just a few months ago, I was there. And quite an operation you have. But let's talk. Of course, some things are better cooked for human nutrition. I mean, meats, of course, and eggs and starchy vegetables and things like that. But a lot of people think that, God, those radical raw fooders and people that eat over 50% of a raw food diet. Oh, what is that about? Well, if that's the case, then so is this so-called SAD diet, or standard American diet, that is so overcooked, over-processed, over-salted. I mean, you could say the same thing. You know, it's just as radical the other way. I mean, if you look at it, really what our natural diet should be versus what it is today. And that brings me to my first question. What is raw food? The definition of raw.
Well, anything actually, what you're getting to is the minimal amount of processing.
Right.
It's not just, you know, an apple raw or noni raw, but it's when you Google it or when you talk about it, something that's processed below 104 to 118 degrees, because past 118 degrees, you start killing compounds. 130 degrees, you've killed 100% of the enzymes in whatever you're cooking.
Wow.
So there's a reason for potency to not do the minimal about a processing. That's why eating things raw, you know, is much more advantageous, because you're getting more potency of vitamins, minerals, and nutrients from what you eat, because you are what you eat. The more processing, the more things that have been destroyed and taken away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the bottom line for me.
Yeah. And of course, a lot of people eat cooked foods because they're mm-hmm. easier to digest, well, easier to chew. I mean, there's a few that are easier to digest, like fibrous or starchy vegetables, as I mentioned. But for the most part, it's a lot easier to pack in more calories from cooked food and processed food than it is when you have to really chew the raw food, you know, the fiber. And a lot of people don't realize it, but if you eat a high-fiber diet or high-fiber foods that are cooked, you are not getting near as much fiber as if you ate those same foods raw in their raw natural state, because heat destroys or breaks down fiber, and that's why it's easier to eat or overeat a lot of foods that are cooked versus in the raw state. You get more calories, concentration, and a lot less fiber, and also the prebiotics are not available like they were in the raw state as well. So that's another reason. Now, when I also Googled, you know, what is raw food or what is a raw food diet and so on, and a couple other definitions were uncooked, unprocessed, in a natural, untreated state without having been through a chemical process. But that doesn't really mean unheated. And let me use honey as an example. And I used to know a beekeeper way back in the 1970s, and I learned this from him. Honey, the honey you buy in the stores and conventional supermarkets, it could say raw, and usually it does. But unless it says unheated, believe me, they heat it. They can heat it up to, as you were mentioning, 130 degrees. Because it flows a lot freer in the bottling process in the factories where they bottle the honey, and it's a lot more efficient from a manufacturing standpoint. They make more profit because they can, you know, fill up the bottles faster and less labor and so on. But it's destroying the enzymes. A lot of people, and I know you produce honey on your farm, on the Hawaiian Organic Noni farm.
Yeah, we have 250 beehives.
Wow.
250 now.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
And it's one of the highlights when we do free farm tours. It's one of the highlights now, because everybody, we give them a wooden spoon, they taste it. It's from our hives. But again, it's ours is truly raw. It's not processed. It crystallizes
right
in the bottom. And the point you're making, most honeys, not only are they heated, but they're passed through filters.
Yes, right.
So you're removing nutrients and vitamins and minerals. You know?
Oh, yeah,
so,
the pollen, yeah, and the propolis, yeah.
And did you know they actually found a jar of honey in the pyramids that was 3,000 years old and it's still good?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I did read that.
It's just amazing, you know. Honey, you know, it's, again, it's raw state, you know, and not processed, you know. Again, it's, for me, it comes back to processing, because every time you process, another step is taking it farther from the raw fruit or the raw vegetables, which degrades potency.
Mm-hmm. So what is a Fraley diet consist of on the farm? I mean, obviously you grow your own bananas. Of course, the noni crop is your main crop on the farm. But you mm-hmm. have a lot of other things, of papayas and avocados. And of course, not
we
everybody.
We probably have.
Oh, go ahead.
We probably have 30 different fruit trees.
Wow,
you know,
that's
and
great.
5 to 8 different varieties of bananas, avocados, mangoes. It goes on and on. Lychee, longan, lilikoi, stuff like that. But we also have gardens where we're kale and My daughter, Lola, my oldest daughter, we just built her a raised bed garden from an old water tank. It's 2 foot tall. And you can see this thing. It's 11 weeks old. And people on the tour go, wow, 11 weeks. She's going through two cycles of cucumbers now. She gets like 15-inch long cucumbers.
My goodness.
Anyway, it's really good soil, but also you have plenty that you can eat fresh from the garden, which I highly recommend for people to grow your own things. Because when you buy something that's shipped 2,000 miles away, there's been a lot of lab tests. It's not just in raw, but the degradation of leafy vegetables and stuff, it starts losing its vitamins and minerals the older it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more you can pick it raw and eat it fresh is much more advantageous to buy locally.
Now, not everybody has all the acreage you do to raise all the fruit trees that you do. So, but I just want to remind people, our listeners out there on both coasts and in the Hawaiian Islands, that the container gardens. I mean, if you live in an apartment or a condo, you can have your own herb pots. You can have, of course, some people have their pot pots, but that's another program. You can grow, you can't grow avocados, granted, or maybe a papaya tree, but you can grow smaller crops, vegetables and radishes and leafy greens. Lettuce is a good container crop. So there's always ways to work around, depending on the space you have, even if a few square feet, maybe 10 square feet, whatever you have, it's better to grow something than nothing. And then also the experience, isn't it? The satisfaction of growing your own, and you can say, "Oh, yeah,
it really is."
I grew that parsley in the potato salad. That's the parsley I grew in my garden.
That's what got me so intrigued back in the '60s when I got into farming, and we had a 20-acre farm in Southern California. And I would start with a handful of tomato seeds, and we'd put them in flats. Sowed them in the greenhouse in the winter, and then in May we're setting them out in the field. By August, I'd have 4 acres of trellis tomatoes.
Oh, you're kidding.
All that started from my hand. It was so intriguing and so rewarding, but also so much more health benefits. And that's why on our farm tours, we're actually trying to share people. Yes, we're a very large 70-acre farm, but we're just sharing the same thing that we do on a large scale you can do in your backyard. And so on our website and stuff, we talk about our farming practices, and we've talked about before in the show where we mulch, make compost and worms, because it's not only what you are, what you eat, it's what you feed your plants.
Right.
Because plants are healthier. Organic produce generally has 10-15% more nutritional value than commercially grown.
Not at least.
Considering pesticides and herbicides.
Mm-hmm.
So if you grow stuff, and that's why you can do vertical gardens and pots on your condo and stuff. A lot of people don't realize, a lot of people think lettuce, like iceberg lettuce, it's a big head. But leafy lettuce, you can constantly be picking leaves off it.
True.
And it's growing a new one while you're eating, and so you can go out there and get your salad every night, and it keeps producing for you, keeps giving.
Not only that, Steve, but let's mention weeds. I mean, dandelions are great greens in your salad. They're great for your liver, good detoxifier, and very nutritious as well. I can think of other weeds that it's not the topic of discussion right now, but plantain and other things that you're pulling out of your lawn and throwing away that you could be, tossing, instead of tossing them in the garbage can, toss them in your salad bowl at night. So,
it's funny you brought that, because yesterday on a farm tour, I had a microbiologist on a tour, and he was really knowledgeable. But I was pointing out to people, no matter where you live, what makes it a weed? It's not wanted. But in nature, it has a value.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's doing something. And you mentioned dandelions and stuff. Real quick, in Hawaii, hollycoa. Everybody hates hollycoa.
Oh, yes, right.
It's the number one nitrogen-fixing tree in the world.
Whoa. No,
They're using the bean pod to feed cows, sheep, as it's high in protein.
Uh-huh.
In Hawaii, it's considered a terrible weed, noxious weed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great tree, and so it's just your perception of what a weed is. I don't believe there's, really weeds.
Well, one definition.
They all have value.
Yeah. No doubt about that. One definition I saw of a weed is just a plant that's out of place, or a plant where we haven't discovered its purpose yet, which is what you were alluding to.
Yep.
And then on the thing of Halicoa, that's acacia for people that are living, our listeners who are here on the mainland, not familiar with the Halicoa. That's one of the acacia. It's an acacia family of plants or trees. And then Kiavi, which is also a scourge of everybody hating it because of its thorns in Hawaii. And Kiavi in Hawaii is called the mesquite tree in the mainland. And the pods are extremely nutritious, and they're naturally sweet, and they grind them up. There's a company in Hawaii that I forget the name of the company, but they have confections and powder you can bake with, you know, a flour, a Kiavi flour. And it's high in protein, and it's deliciously taste and very nutritious for you, and a good prebiotic as well. So anyway, on that note, we need to take a bottom of our station break, and we will be back with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health with my guest, Steve Fraley, organic farmer extraordinaire. We're talking about the importance of eating more raw foods in your diet, and we'll talk about some of the healing foods that are also raw foods that Steve grows on his farm, namely noni, which is used for pain relief both externally, internally, and for a variety of other reasons. It's one fruit with endless benefits. We'll talk about that when we return with this from this brief break. I'm David Snow, and also coming up right after the break, our energy tip for the week. You want to listen to this if you want more energy in the coming week. Back after this, here on The Healthiest Hour on Radio.
This is Anthony Hopkins with an important message about cancer prevention and treatment. Did you know that the right foods can help prevent this frightening disease? New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods reduce the risk of certain cancers, and they may even improve survival. Visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. Brought to you by the Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival.
Since 70% of your immune system is in your gut, don't you think it's time to take a little better care of it? After all, so many things you're doing to it are affecting its function. Not getting enough fiber, eating too much sugar, excess stress and alcohol, as well as that sedentary lifestyle. So maybe it's time for a tune-up. An intestinal tune-up with the Medical Strength Probiotics from Master Supplements. Their signature Theralac, recommended by doctors for more than 15 years, will rapidly colonize your intestinal tract with the specific gut-friendly strains of potent beneficial bacteria. And their patent-protected delivery system has garnered Theralac and their other probiotics with a worldwide reputation for results. There's also Truflora, a unique probiotic and enzyme blend with bio-cleansing effects, and Trubifido, specifically formulated for colon support. See all of the Master Supplements products at your nearest natural food store or go to Theralac.com. Master Supplements, the probiotic pioneers.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. All right, time for our energy tip of the week. The snowman says, too much espresso can lead to depresso. That's right. Don't be tempted to board the caffeine roller coaster. That's one ride you don't want to go on. And just like a roller coaster, the higher up you go, the farther down you go. And, you know, caffeine is okay if you consume it occasionally, but the problem is it's when every morning and afternoon is an occasion. And the daily use, you know, nobody wants to be dragging their, you know, what's around. And so this daily use causes you to build up a tolerance to it, like many drugs. And so if you need a caffeine fix, occasionally and for occasional use only. That's what the label on the coffee can should say. Or try green tea. It contains more beneficial compounds than coffee and less caffeine than Java, or as I like to call it, fake awake. That's my name for coffee. All right. And I have yet to, almost 70 years and counting, and never had a cup of coffee in my life so far. So I still have enough energy and without the caffeine. And this is your caffeine-free wake-up call, I might add, here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. And if you're just joining us, our guest is Steve Fraley, organic farmer. We're talking about the importance of eating more raw foods. Now, Steve, how can people implement more raw foods in their diet on a daily basis? Just you mentioned leafy greens and growing some of your own vegetables and as well as fruits if you have the room. But that's mainly the way we're going to implement more raw foods, right? Is the plant foods, the foods from the plant kingdom? Yeah. Because we can't.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. And I think going to your local farmers market.
Oh yes.
You know,
good
and
point.
You need local farmers there that are organic, and you get really fresh with more nutritional things. You know, and certain health food stores are buying directly from local farmers. You know, and so. I think, yes, in fruits and vegetables, incorporating more into your diet. I mean, there's tons of research, heart disease, diabetes, those things start, you know, it affects it, you know, it decreases it, mm-hmm. you know, because you are what you eat. So incorporating just not just considering the fiber you were talking about earlier and eating it raw, but the nutritional value of just raw is so much higher than processed, you know. And I'm, you know, naturally I am an organic farmer for 40 something years, and I'm very, very large advocate for that without pesticides and herbicides because there's
right.
negative side effects from those, you know. So you have choices to make when you're purchasing, but trying to buy it locally from your local farmers, growing on your own if you can, but if you can't, go to your farmers markets. It's, you know, it's really easy to find farmers markets in your area or your local health food store.
Mm-hmm. And I might add too that yeah, no, those are all good suggestions, and also the fact that some people just it's not that they eat too much cooked foods; it's that they eat too many overcooked foods. I mean, I remember growing up as a child, and my mother, because everybody else did it, all the other mothers did it. You know, they cooked asparagus until it was pale green. I mean, from its bright, brilliant green beginnings, if you will, and broccoli and asparagus and peas and, all those things, the vegetables. And it wasn't until I, you know, many years later and into adulthood where I was experimenting with foods, as you do as you are growing up. And then I started eating the ones that were less cooked. Maybe they were still slightly steamed or cooked, but they had so much more flavor, and they were sweeter and tastier, and they were more, you know, they were better for you, more nutritious. And so, you know, the mushy asparagus, we all remember that.
Yeah. A quick story. I used to grow corn
okay.
in California along with other things.
Uh-huh.
And I was, you know, you always eat, you know, you cook corn, right? And people steam it way too long. I was out working one day and I was really hungry. So I just pulled an ear of corn off a plant, pulled off the silks and the outside.
Right.
And I ate it raw. I just started eating it off the cob.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazingly
oh, sure.
sweeter
Sweet. Yep.
and better.
Uh-huh.
So even if you, I challenge people, if you get corn, you can actually shave it off. If you don't want to bite it and put it in your salad and eat it raw. It is so much more flavorful
yeah.
and nutritional, and it's just amazing. And that's just with corn, you know. So
plus, you're getting more fiber because the fiber is not broken yeah. down by the heat. And
yeah.
some, you know, there's exceptions to the rule. Carrots, for instance, you'll get more available vitamin A or the beta carotene, the pro vitamin A from cooked carrots than raw. You know, spinach or. Certain vegetables that have oxalic acid, then the raw neutralizes that. And, you know, so, of course, there are exceptions to the rule, but they are the exceptions. And most people, they just, if it's a vegetable, they automatically put it in the pan and cook it. I mean, it's just amazing, especially the cooking shows. You know, you go turn on the Food Channel and everything's cooked because that's their shtick and their MO. And
well, actually, if you just look at what nature does naturally, look at animals, birds, dogs, cats, horses, cats. Yeah. They're not carrying around cooking stoves or pots. They're
right.
eating it raw.
Of course.
And look at them. I'm looking at a cow. You know, he's 2,500 pounds, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
He's not eating any cooked food, you know. So there's a lot of nutritional value in raw food, and I think it's much more advantageous for your body and for your health.
There's no question about that, yeah. And then getting back to enzymes, let's just recap enzymes from the nutritional standpoint as well as medicinal standpoint. There's a lot of medicinal compounds that are also denatured or nullified from the cooking process, and that's why on your Real Noni products, and that's the brand name, by the way, Real Noni, like your Noni fruit leather, you mentioned earlier that it's, or maybe you didn't, but it's dehydrated below 115 degrees. Isn't that correct?
Correct. Okay. 90 hours of dehydration below 115 degrees. It's a very slow process.
Okay. Now, let's give people an idea or the reason why very few companies, other than a company like Hawaiian Organic Noni, does something like this, because if you did it at 125, 130 degrees, how many hours could you cut down that 90-hour process? Give us an idea on that.
12 to 24.
Is that right? So you're talking about a lot more money that people are going to make from an economic perspective or economic angle, but it's not going to be as good for the consumer or as good for your health.
Yeah. Well, even on our new Ziploc bag, I really like it on the Real Noni bag. You know, we have the icons for non-GMO, certified organic, vegan, gluten-free, and lab tested. We've done a lot of lab testing showing, because it's very common in Hawaii for people to process Noni as a fruit into a juice and liquid.
Yes, right.
And we've had lab tests done on what we do, the process we do, not fermented, low heat, 14 times more potent than the liquid juice. One, we're saving the pulp, but we're not letting it ferment, which creates alcohol and destroys it. But the main thing is low heat.
Uh-huh.
And it's stabilized. 2-year shelf life, not refrigerated. So, you know, again, it's processing, you know. And the true use was to eat it raw. I mean, there's pictorial reference to the Aborigines eating raw. They didn't have glass jars. Again, they didn't cook it thousands of years ago. They just ate it raw and got the benefit from it. And so we're just trying to duplicate that for the maximum health benefit for people.
Well, and let's mention the antioxidant qualities. A lot of people, most people now know about the importance of antioxidants for good health in general, but also for specific health benefits. And the Noni juice, the Noni fruit leather, is over 6,000 ORAC units per serving, which is what the governmental agencies recommend you take an entire day's worth of food, isn't it? About 6,000 units?
Right. Well, they recommend 3,000 to 5,000.
Okay.
We've had lab tests done on it. 1 2-inch by 2-inch squares you take as a dietary supplement, 6,024 units. And we were doing shelf life tests on our fruit loader to show it had a 2-year shelf life. And the lab technician asked me if I wanted to test for antioxidants. And my question is why? He goes, everybody tests for antioxidants. I said, okay. 2 weeks later, he sent me, he was stunned. He said, I've tested a lot of things. It makes it the third highest antioxidant of any fruit and vegetable. Noni is.
Wow.
It's 340,000 units at 100 milligrams, which makes a little 2-inch piece, 6,024. It's off the chart. So what do antioxidants do? Once I got that lab test back, I've been eating Noni for 35 years. And I can't remember the last time I got a cold. It keeps you well. It satisfied my intellect. Once I saw the antioxidant value, it boosts your immune system and you don't get sick. So it's, again, it's the process of not destroying what nature's put in the fruit.
And
you get the maximum benefit.
Yeah, no, and it's so concentrated. You know, I see these fruit and vegetable capsule infomercials and commercials on TV or radio. This is so much, this blows them away. Even though they might have 80 different fruits and vegetables in there, you don't need 80. I mean, if you just have a fairy dust amount of each one, and it's more for marketing than for any real health benefits, right?
Yeah, well, actually, that 1 2-ounce package of fruit leather, because it's a 14-to-1 concentration,
right?
That was 38 ounces of raw noni pulp minus the seeds.
Okay.
Which are 25% of the value. It's over 2 pounds of fruit leather condensed down into one package.
Okay, now
so
for
it's
people,
it's a very concentrated form.
Yeah, no, it is very, very concentrated. And for people not familiar with a Noni fruit, let's talk about some of the benefits before we just have a few minutes before our last break of the hour. But let's get that in so that people know really what the value is, besides from a nutritional standpoint, because of the antioxidants and the phytonutrients, the plant-based nutrients, the trace minerals, and some vitamins. Yeah. Okay. So anti-inflammatory is one, and also it helps maintain certain functions in the body, like blood pressure, blood sugar, within a normal range, of course.
Correct.
Cholesterol. There's been research on that, and
digestion.
Digestion.
Chart for digestion.
Really?
It's high in soluble and insoluble fiber, so it's good for colon health. You know, even on the USDA's website, there's a lot of things in nature that heal. Aloe vera, golden seal, turmeric, garlic, usually very specific for 4 to 5 conditions. On the USDA's website, Dr. James Dukes, perhaps one of the best-known ethnobotanists, they list 65 traditional uses of noni around the world with references to different cultures. They ate it in times of famine as raw food to feed the body. But then they realized, they saw what it did over time, how it kept them well, became their main medicinal plant. Not a miracle. It just has 165 compounds in the pulp. Makes it very broad-based.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it just, in, you know, it's an anti-inflammatory, high antioxidant. It has anthraquinones, or that retards staph strep E. coli, so it's antibacterial, antifungal. It's just very broad-based from one little fruit.
And that's why you have the external use, the soothing noni lotion with lavender,
yep.
Don't you? Because that has such healing benefits.
Irritated skin, rashes. But I will say the biggest one for us, we have the two pain relief lotions. We have the Noni Pain Relief and we have the Rapid one. And working with the University of Hawaii, we developed both those lotions. I use on athletes for pain, but actually heals ligament tendon damage. It stimulates cell growth. We've added a little menthol camphor, which is all plant-based, to make it penetrate. But people with arthritic pain, it's really, really good for pain.
I'm smelling it right now. Yeah, this will wake up the dead as far as the menthol and camphor in here. But yeah, and that's the rest is all noni. I mean, you look at any other noni product on the market, and you're getting a few percent noni, and the rest is all the other ingredients. Whereas yours is all noni, except for a few percentage of, you know, like you said, the essential oils.
Well, the noni, the soothing noni lotion is 99.2% noni fruit leather, back in a water base. The other ones are about 94-95% noni. You know, it's not a minute amount. We're trying to get people get noni on to address the problem, whether it's pain or irritated skin. So,
all right.
How do you like the new labels? You
I
got
love
the
it. I just got it last night. You know, and I was, it's funny, I was working on show prep late last night, and I don't know, I had sniffles, and they came on all of a sudden. And I thought, well, I'll eat a piece of leather because I was going to eat it anyway and not for my sniffles. But then within an hour, they were gone. I thought, well, it can't be the noni, but I thought, well, maybe I'll tell Steve anyway that about what happened. And, but yeah, I love the new labels. They really pop. The soothing noni lotion.
Year and a half. Process.
Yeah, and people can get these at therealnoni.com, right? If they want to order direct
from
any of our listeners. Okay.
New website, very easy to use now, very easy to navigate. If you go to our story, there's photos of my family 40 years ago when we first came here.
Really? I'll have to check that out. Okay.
I'm up on the top of the roof of the house, you know, building the stuff. So it's pretty neat. My daughters did a really good job, the graphics and all the different things.
Oh, yeah, so. For sure. Okay, Steve, when we come back from this last break, I want to talk about the external uses, the first aid uses. I have the Noni Restorative Noni Bandage. That's very healing, and that's something you should always, all of you should have in your medicine cabinet. We'll talk about that, as well as with the holidays coming up. These are the perfect stocking stuffers. We'll mention that as well.
Give the gift of health.
What's that? The gift of health.
Hey,
why don't you have a Green Friday instead of a Black Friday? A green for Noni. How's that? Let's do it. Anyway, more information coming right up. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Want to get at the core issues that make weight loss so difficult? Try PGX from Natural Factors. This revolutionary product is clinically shown to help people achieve their ideal body weight in a safe, natural way. PGX helps you feel full for hours, dramatically reduces the glycemic index of any food, and improves the action of insulin. If you've ever tried to lose weight and failed, you need the tremendous support of PGX. Learn more at PGX.com.
Welcome back to your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. David Snow on your radio. A reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight, 12 hours from the time you're listening to it in the morning. If you are listening to the morning show, if you're listening in the evening, then you missed the morning show. But that's okay, because we rebroadcast the exact show in the evening. And you can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. Continuing our conversation with Steve Fraley, organic farmer from the island of Kauai. Steve, give us your website for people wanting to order the real Noni, any of the products, the soothing Noni lotion, the pain relief Noni lotion, or the Noni fruit leather.
It's realnoni.com, same as our company name. We rebrand. We've always been Hawaiian Organic Noni, which we still are, but we are Real Noni. We're as close to the raw fruit as you can get. So all of our labels now are Real Noni with the logo, and that's what our website is, realnoni, N-O-N-I.com.
I was just going to spell it out, because sometimes it's too simple and people, you know, they might spell it with an E or a Y or something, but yeah, it's N-O-N-I. Okay, all right. And by the way, the botanical name is Morinda citrifolia, for those of you gardeners or botanists out there. and we should mention, too, that not all noni is created equal, even if you are eating the whole fruit, right? It's the Hawaiian fruit or the Hawaiian variety that is the most medicinally active in its compounds.
Yeah, there's six different varieties worldwide. Ethnobotanist University of Hawaii spent 6 years going all the way to Australia. But in Tahiti, Tongan, they have six different varieties. There's only one variety is medicinal, and that's the only variety we have in Hawaii. It was a canoe plant brought here 1,500 years ago, and 165 compounds in the pulp of the fruit.
All right.
It's just extremely broad-based.
Okay, so, we only have a few minutes left, so let's hit another a couple points here for people listening. And if those of you who are listening in the islands, or if you're going to the island of Kauai, you do have farm tours three times a week, right? Monday, Wednesday, Friday, is it?
We do three 2.5-hour farm tours. Education about noni, but it's also about how to grow things organically in your backyard. They can book online now. It's really easy. I'm from the website. They can call toll-free, get my daughter Lola. And yeah, but every health food store, every pharmacy in the Hawaiian Islands carries our products.
Okay. Now, what's the phone number if people want to call either locally or if they want to, if they have a question for you, if they're listening
toll
on either
free,
coast?
Toll
okay.
Free.
Go ahead.
Yeah. 888-882-6664, which is Noni. So 888-882-NONI, which is 6664.
All right. Good deal. All right, now let's talk about the fact that it's not only good for humans, but it's also good for people's pets. And
oh,
and do you
great.
Have a? Did you rebrand the pet line as well?
Yes, I thought it's a same Ziploc bag and it's a brown package. You know, it's the same thing. It's a, the dosage is different. It's the exact same product. The pet products and the people are the same formulas. In the case of the fruit leather, it's just 1 2-inch by 2-inch piece a day for any animal from 1 pound to 100 pounds. Hip dysplasia, ticks and fleas. It just addresses so many things to animals. Been working with American Holistic Veterinary Association for 20 years, and I've learned things on animals I never thought it would address.
Huh, okay.
But really good to feed it to them. And the soothing Noni lotion we have with a pet label, and it's the same lotion as the people. You put it on, itching. Irritated skin, you know, they stop itching.
Oh, okay. Now, so you're going according to the pet's weight. So if a large dog would, you would give more to
well,
than a
we
small
say
dog?
On the, rather than trying to calculate, we just say on the back, we just say from a 1 pound to 100 pound animal, one piece a day. If you have a cat, 1 2-inch by 2-inch piece a day. If you have a cat, you can rip that in half. They're smaller, and you know, and you get, you know, a 2 month supply out of a package instead of a month supply.
Now, what about a person's weight? You know, 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds. I mean, maybe it should be the same
for
with
some
people.
Reason. For people, we just it's not that it's again, it's raw food and people assimilate it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really, we don't go by weight. You know, it's just, you know, it's dosage. One piece, if you're already healthy, one piece a day to maintain it,
okay.
2 to 4 for persistent chronic conditions.
Okay. So. All right, good. So we covered the pet products, okay. and those are also available at realnoni.com?
Yes, and okay. You'll see it. It's really, really good for animals.
Okay, and lastly,
you mentioned the restorative Noni.
Yeah, that's the one I was just going to ask you about. Yes, lastly.
Yeah. For anybody who has equine horses, we developed it with Princeville Ranch. It has 200 horses, 90 inches of rain a year. Horses to me are like boats. They're extremely expensive. Everything breaks. When horses
okay.
stand in water, they get a fungal. Crush in the hoof, crack heel, grease heel, open sores. The BioBandage we developed is a paste form of Noni, aloe vera gel, organic aloe vera gel, or organic rosemary. The brown paste you can put on dries hard, stays on a pastured animal or a person. And originally developed for animals, thrush in the hoof. 72 hours, it goes, it gets rid of it in a horse. The open sores, it's really good because it stays on them. But people start calling us and they're using it. And I don't know why, skin tags, if you put the paste on and leave it on for a day or so, skin tags come off, they fall off. I do not know why. It's just one of the things we found with people using it.
Hmm.
But people use it for toenail fungus, fingernail fungus. We have a fellow in Honolulu who's had acne since he was 15. He's in his 60s.
Whoa.
He does a facial mask with it once a week. And he goes, his pot marks from acne scars when he was 15
uh-huh.
are starting to go away because it builds new skin. But the acne he's had for 50 years is finally going away. He's tried every drug. So you can do mask with it, but it's usually for a small spot gut growth. Whereas the Noni lotions cover your whole body in a water base.
All right. Okay. Well, on that note, Steve, thank you so much for being with us. And what an informative show. And for people wanting more information or if they want to order any of the products, realnoni.com. That's R-E-A-L and then N-O-N-I, realnoni.com. Perfect stocking stuffers. We'll mention it again before the Christmas holidays. But why not get your Christmas shopping done a little early by going to realnoni.com and giving the gift of health. Thanks so much, Steve, for being with us.
All right. keep you are what you eat.
All right. That's a good way to end the show. All right. And join us again next week. Thank you so much for joining us today. Our show rebroadcasts tonight at 12 hours from right now on the station you're listening to right now. Another fresh first run show. I have never had a rerun in 32 years. Not planning on doing that anytime soon. But join us again next week, 168 hours from right now. I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.